towards global peace. We often talk of peace in the context of war. But this is a very narrow and restricted notion of peace. Peace is deeply linked with the entirety of human life. Peace is a complete ideology in itself. Peace is the only religion for both man and the universe. It is the master key that opens the doors to every success. Peace creates a favorable atmosphere for success in every endeavor. Without peace, no positive action, small or big, is possible. The true meaning of martyrdom. This article is written by Inayatullah Umri. Martyrdom in Islamic teachings is a revered concept, often associated with sacrifice for noble causes. However, limiting its meaning to death in battle does not fully align with the deeper understanding conveyed in the Quran and the practical model of the Prophet Muhammad. By examining key Quranic verses and the Prophet's actions, we find that martyrdom encompasses a broader purpose, one that emphasizes living for the truth and striving for peace. The Quran states, "If you have suffered a wound, they too have suffered a similar wound. We bring these days to people by turns, so that God may know those who believe, and choose witnesses from among you. And God does not love the unjust." 3:140. This verse highlights two realities: the alternating nature of success and loss in warfare, and the higher purpose of sacrifice. It reminds believers that in conflict, either side experiences perpetual victory. Just as the Muslims faced a setback at the Battle of Uhud, their enemies suffered defeat earlier at Badr. The Quran clarifies that the trials of war test the faith of believers, but the ultimate aim is not simply to die in battle. Instead, the emphasis is on enduring as witnesses to the truth, reflecting the true essence of martyrdom. The Quranic principle regarding war is that victory and defeat are temporary, alternating between opposing forces. "We bring these days to people by turns" speaks to the inevitability of both sides facing triumph and loss. However, when the Quran addresses peace, it speaks of a far greater victory. When the Prophet Muhammad negotiated the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, it was a moment that, to some of his companions, appeared to be a concession. Yet, the Quran describes it as a clear victory. 48:1. This treaty created a peaceful environment, allowing Islam to spread without the hindrance of conflict. The lesson is clear: while war may bring temporary outcomes, peace fosters lasting success and growth. If sacrifice were simply about dying in battle, then after this verse was revealed, the Prophet would have led his companions into more wars. Yet he instead pursued peace. He dug a trench to avoid direct confrontation in the Battle of the Trench, and later, he accepted the terms of the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, favoring negotiation over conflict. The Prophet's actions demonstrate that true martyrdom is not about seeking death but about standing firm for the truth. By prioritizing peace, the Prophet gave his companions the opportunity to live and introduce the message of Islam. This approach enabled Islam to flourish, as peaceful engagement proved far more effective in spreading the message than continued warfare. True success comes not from conflict, but from living as witnesses to truth, justice, and peace. The Prophet Muhammad's life exemplifies that the ultimate form of martyrdom is living for a cause, not dying for it. The Arabic term for martyrdom, shahida, means witnessing. A martyr in Islam is one who bears witness to the truth of God's message through their actions, integrity, and perseverance. The Prophet Muhammad embodied this by guiding his followers to live as witnesses to truth and justice, rather than pursuing martyrdom in the limited sense of dying in battle. This understanding was reflected after the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, when the Muslim community grew exponentially, a direct result of the peaceful conditions created by the treaty. Had the Prophet continued to pursue conflict, this remarkable growth would likely not have occurred. Instead, by choosing peace, the Prophet and his companions were able to bear witness to the truth in a far more impactful way. The Quran teaches that war brings temporary victories and defeats, but peace leads to lasting success. The verse, "We bring these days to people by turns," reminds us of the fleeting nature of worldly conflicts, while "Indeed, we have given you a clear victory," reveals the enduring power of peace. True success comes not from conflict, but from living as witnesses to truth, justice, and peace. The Prophet Muhammad's life exemplifies that the ultimate form of martyrdom is living for a cause, not dying for it. In today's world, where conflicts continue, this message of peace and coexistence is more relevant than ever. You are not what others think you are. You are what you prove yourself to be.